The Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. This is Annie Roach, and this is Liverpool Calling. Tonight's show will feature music of the Beatles. Some of tonight's music will be played by the Beatles themselves, and I will also be playing various renditions of Beatles songs played by other artists. The inspiration for tonight's show is my trip overseas this past summer, in which I visited Liverpool for 5 days. It was an amazing experience. I went to the Cavern Club. I went to the Beatles Museum. I stayed at a Hard Day's Night hotel. Amazing. It was just an amazing 4 days and five nights. The Beatles, who were an English rock band formed in Liverpool in 1960, although it probably seems a lot longer, the Beatles only remained together as a band for 10 years, breaking up in 1970. The Beatles are regarded as the most influential band of all time and were integral to the development of 1960s counterculture. While the band was rooted in skiffle, beat, and the 1950s rock and roll sound, they would go on to explore and experiment with harder rock sounds, as well as folk, Indian, psychedelic, and hard rock. The Beatles started off with the name The Quarrymen, and within a couple of years had changed their name to The Beatles. And the majority of their songs are credited as Lennon and McCartney songs. Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison had been together since 1958, and it would be 4 years later when Ringo Starr would join the band. As an amateur band, they met Brian Epstein, and Epstein was the catalyst who helped to mold them into a professional rock band. So that by 1964, the Beatles became international stars who were leading the force in Britain's culture resurgence and inspiring the British invasion into the USA. Epstein, along with the band's producer, George Martin, helped to guide and develop their recordings, which helped to expand their success at home in the UK into the USA. This led to their first hit in 1962. Here is that song now, Love Me Do. that hit, the band's popularity grew, so that by 1963, their popularity in the United Kingdom had reached levels of Beatlemania. This was a term that the press adopted to describe the scenes of adulation of young girls crying and in fits of screaming and hysteria, which could be heard at both concerts and in travels scenes at airports. It was really quite incredible. Although I was a young child growing up, I certainly heard a lot about it. Following the hit Love Me Do in 1962 led to a very successful year, and their popularity grew even more with their singles Please Please Me, From Me to You, and She Loves You. So now, here is the third in that list of three, a song that made those young girls scream even louder. Here it is now, She Loves You. She loves you. The Beatles made their film debut with the musical comedy film A Hard Day's Night. When I was in Liverpool in July, I stayed at a Hard Day's Night hotel. It was amazing. It was like staying in an art gallery. Above my bed, I had a painting of George Harrison and John Lennon. And in the mornings when I would leave for the day, I would watch for the housekeeping staff who were cleaning other rooms and peek in to see what paintings were in those rooms. As a result, I was able to get several very cool photos of the various rooms in this hotel. And when I was in London, I did the Abbey Road tour. And on that tour, we went to various locations where scenes of A Hard Day's Night were filmed. So now, from that 1964 soundtrack, here we have the title track, A Hard Day's Night. Just to hear you say, recording of this soundtrack, the Beatles started to spend more time in the studios. In finding their concert tours to be quite challenging, by 1966, the band had started to retire from live performances, during which time they also started to produce more sophisticated albums, which led to the recording and production of Rubber Soul in 1965, Revolver in 1966, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 1967. And now, after a hard day's night in 1964, I have a song from Rubber Soul. This album was the second Beatles LP to contain only original material, and the tune that we have for you is Norwegian Wood. Revolver, the Beatles' seventh studio album, here we have a song that was also released as one of their singles, Eleanor Rigby.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
In a Times review dated June 18, 1967, Richard Goldstein wrote his review of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album with the headline, "We Still Need the Beatles, But..." For the recording of this album, the Beatles spent 4 months and $100,000. Right up to the album cover, the Beatles oversaw every aspect of the making of this album. The album cover, which consisted of a mind-blowing collage of famous and obscure people, plants, and artifacts, the cover is a work of art. So now, off that album, I have two songs. First, we have She's Leaving Home, followed by the title track, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Here it is now.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. Up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?"
She's leaving home. Bye-bye. Pacific Cinematheque, a nonprofit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.bc.ca for upcoming films and more information.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of this evening's show. Radio Tale number 22.
Me and Huckleberry Finn.
A lot of world to see. I sang that song at my mother's gravesite. It was a song that she loved and that I loved. And you know, when I look back on my life and my childhood in particular, the lyrics to Moon River have always been with me. They've been at the root of my memory and at the forefront of my experience. You could say they were on the set list with my mom. They have always been there. The words of Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer have always been there. Whether it was my mom singing to me or me to her, she, my Huckleberry friend, was always one of our favorites. I had always felt a deep connection with my mom. And after I completed a 12-day silent meditation in BC's interior, I returned home to the city, and I knew that my mother would be gone soon. And I went to see her, and I told her that I was afraid that she was going to die. And she said, "Well, I won't if you won't let me." And then she laughed. I told my siblings that before Christmas, she would be gone. Although she wasn't sick, I knew that she would be. And I knew that it would be an illness that would take her fast. During the last 6 weeks of my mother's life, whenever I went to visit her, she would ask if we could sing, and we sang. We had a roster of songs to cover, some show tunes, some old tunes, many traditionals. We sang Michael Row the Boat Ashore, The Beatles' Let It Be, and, of course, Moon River. We would start with Michael Row the Boat Ashore, and I'd sing the first few lines, and then I would cue my mum to join in. And she sang with such passion, and her best scratchy Edith Bunker impersonation, although she wasn't trying to impersonate Edith. And as she sang, after a few lines, a few of the nursing staff would usually peek in to laugh, always to laugh. I'd laugh too. And Mum would smile, proud of her singing, proud that she got people to laugh. Their laughter, it seemed, was as good as applause to my mom. As the music moved her, my mom would run through the set list. I'd ask, "Okay, what do we sing now?" She'd smile. "Let's sing Let It Be. You start."
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of